Energetic, bombastic and bustling with finely honed mayhem, the Melbourne Ska Orchestra is a sonic juggernaut, bringing their own unique take to the ska genre. Armed with a new record, a record called The Ballad of Monte Loco, the 20-piece posse is firing off a genre-busting fusion of spaghetti western swagger, deep reggae grooves and horn-powered mayhem, the next chapter in their musical saga. It's coming in hot and it's coming into town real soon. The Melbourne Ska Orchestra boasts some of Australia's finest musicians, including the beating heart, the indomitable Nikki Bomber, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Nikki. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Pretty all right, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. This is awesome stuff. Congratulations on the new album. I'm a year late for saying happy 21st birthday to the Melbourne Ska Orchestra.
Well, you could say happy 22nd birthday.
Happy 22nd birthday. It's amazing. Been going for so long. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, you know. Like on paper, the whole thing doesn't work, you know. But it all started out of love.
Yeah.
A love for the genre. And when we came together and had our first gig, there was something really special and magical that happened. That, you know, if you've played in bands and you've been in units, it doesn't come along very often, but when there's some kind of magic, you have to kind of be respectful to that.
Yeah.
And we all felt that. And so, you know, really, you know, 11 albums and 22 years later, it's still a testimony to the love that we have, you know, for the unit. It feels like a family, really, in many ways.
Yeah. Well, not only are you fine musicians, you're a talented collective, but you also must be rather adept at project management and human resources if you can wrangle 20 people.
It's a logistical nightmare, mate.
I know. Do you have to wear name tags?
We run it like a sort of a soccer team or a military unit, because there's so many components. I mean, apart from flights and accommodation and ground transport, there's always the snorers. You can't put these snorers with non-snorers, certain allowances, you know, for people that are a little bit older, for example, you know, lots of things. But it's got to the point now. It's kind of comical, you know, how it happens. And there's always this fun blanket over everything we do. And I think that's an important part of it. I just read this thing really about Ringo Starr, where he's with his band, he has these things where it's no drama. You know, nothing's really a problem, you know, and there's always a solution to the problem. And so keeping that sense of positivity around everything. And I think we naturally have that.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, also part of the reason of the longevity.
Yeah, well, I guess another reason would be you don't really stay stagnant with the styles that you're working in. They're sort of doing a bit of a spaghetti western thing with this latest album, The Ballad of Monte Loco, still keeping the name the Melbourne Ska Orchestra, because I guess the Melbourne Spaghetti Western Orchestra is a bit of a mouthful.
Totally. Now, when you say Battle of Monte Loco, you have to say it is the Ballad of Monte Loco.
Okay, I can do that.
Give it a try.
The Ballad of Monte Loco. Is that all right?
Sounds so much better. Yeah. And so, well, we have a thing with the orchestra where there's been many waves of ska. We consider ourselves the part of the international wave where our ska is an amalgamation of a hybrid of all different styles, especially from Melbourne, because it's a real big multicultural mix.
Yeah.
So it's there's a big palette to work with, and there's lots of opportunities to explore different sounds and textures and even ethnic folk music that you can tie in. We're playing with a bit of cumbia at the moment. There's one song that's even sung in Spanish. So the spaghetti western thing was like, well, that's a genre that hasn't really been, the ska and spaghetti western hasn't been explored fully. So it was really beautiful doing it because we just went into the whole world of, you know, Fistful of Dollars and The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. We've even got a song called The Brave, the Mean and the Wild Ones kind of to match that, you know. So it's really good. It was a really beautiful adventure, especially from a producer's perspective and a compositional perspective. there was so much beautiful textures to choose from. It was quite a like doing a little university degree, it was great.
Yeah, and Scar very it's unique in that it sort of has the waves of Scar, like the first wave of Scar is the original Scar, sort of from Jamaica with the Scarlights, Toots and the Maytals, Desmond Dekker. The second wave is like the two-tone era, whereas like bands like the
Exactly.
Specials and the English Beat and Madness, and then the
Totally.
third wave was I guess Scar punk stuff like Rancid and Operation Ivy. No other sort of genre gets described in through the prism of waves.
So what was your question? Sorry, it
I don't
was.
even know if there is a question there. I think my question that I put forward is, what wave of Scar are we up to, and why is it that Scar is sort of, why do we have these
I was saying it
waves?
before. I really think we're on this international scale where it's now kind of gone global, and the idea is actually putting things together. And you nailed it, with all the different genres. I got into the second wave when the two-tone thing with
Yeah.
Madness and the Specials. I really felt I belonged with that. But then I found out that a lot of these were just cover songs of from the 60s. So I've explored a lot of the 60s stuff, especially. I think it's a treasure trove of material there, and also given the setting at the time with Jamaican independence, there was an exuberance and an excitement. So I respect that, and I think we always want to have a bit of that with our performances, because so we always touch on the old school, always touch on the two-tone, but I really think this where we are at the moment is it's this international hybrid ska where there's so many cultures have come together. And ska is about community. It really is about that sense of unity. And so, having 20 people on stage, if you haven't, if you have, you don't have some kind of love there, it's not going to work.
Indeed. So the fourth wave of Scar is Global Scar, and the Melbourne Scar
I reckon.
Orchestra is coming to town, going to be playing at the Liberty Hall here in Sydney, Friday, 1st of August, for the Ballad of Monte Loco tour.
Oh, he's got it.
That's what I should have had, some bullet sound effects and things like that.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of sound effects on the album. We've actually made it like we've done a soundtrack for a film that doesn't exist. So when we play live, we'll be incorporating a lot of those sound effects just to add that whole kind of other level of experience.
Well, maybe that's the next thing for you, the next project for the Melbourne Scar Orchestra, make the film for which the Ballad of Monte Loco can be the soundtrack for.
Well, we're talking about it as we speak. So it is very, very much a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been looking for another project as well, Nicky, just putting it out there.
Okay. Are you a bit of a film director on the side,
I just hear that there's free food on film sets.
eh?
So.
Yeah. Well, we did this 1 year of Scar thing. I don't know if you're familiar with it, where we did a song a week for a whole year. We won an ARIA award for it. And speaking of food, when we went in the first 6 months, we thought we had a reasonable budget, and we were having nice catering, and it was all cool. And by the end of the year, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, dollar coffees from 7-Eleven, and the souvlaki from the thing down the road. It deteriorated fast,
Ah, well, these
so
things happen.
the orchestra forget the food option.
Oh, thank you so much for the chat this morning. The new album is absolutely fantastic. Loving it here at 2SER. Very exciting that you're going to be playing there at Liberty Hall. It is a wonderful venue, and I've been up to check out the stage.
Never played there before, so first time for me.
Yeah, well, I've checked it out. You can fit a 20-piece posse on the stage there, so you're going to be right at home.
We make anything work.
That's the way. Nikki, I really appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
No problems, and have a sweet day.
Oh, we better play a song from the Melbourne Scale Orchestra's new album, The Ballad of Monte Loco. What are we going to listen to, Nikki?
I reckon the bomb, bomb, bomb. That's the bomb for me.
Ask and ye shall receive. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 2SER Breakfast.